This is Nancy Ma. I'm here with Robert Caldwell. We are in Hudson, New York. It is June 29th, 2016, and we're doing this as part of Oral History Summer School for the Hudson Archives. Robert, can I ask you to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Robert Caldwell. I live in Hudson, New York. I own a store in the tourist town, Hudson, New York, in Columbia County, a rural county with one tiny little urban area, which is Hudson. Is that enough?
Could you tell me where you come from?
I'm originally from Westchester County, which is about 100 miles south of here. I left Westchester County when I was 16, 17 years old, and traveled throughout the country, and would return from time to time, sort of live in the woods, and that sort of thing. And I lived in St. Croix. I went to Ireland for a while, Canada, California. Went to college for a little while in Peoria, Illinois. Hitchhiked across the country a number of times. My major stops being in California, Colorado, a few times in Iowa City, and through Texas, where my mother's family was originally from. I moved to St. Croix in the Caribbean for a while in 1972, I think. So I traveled a lot, and then I ended up coming up to Berkshire County, which is across the border from Columbia County, because my girlfriend's family had a rustic cabin there, and we were hippies, and we were going back to the land. We were farming. We had dogs. We had chickens, and I had along the way learned how to build a musical instrument called a dulcimer. And I had been playing guitar for quite some time before then. And so that turned into carpentry as well. So I did instrument repairs, played guitar, and became a general contractor. And the Berkshires was a little more expensive than Columbia County. We found it more rural, so we moved over here. And 1976, the year Jimmy Carter was elected president. You want me to expand on anything? Childhood? Or I can just talk. I'm just talking at the piece of hardware here.
So you moved to Columbia County in 76?
In 1976. So everything was different then. Disco had just started. It was a huge thing. Fashions had changed. I was very critical and annoyed by the way things were going, and I was happy that Jimmy Carter had gotten elected president, even though I was really more of a Eugene McCarthy supporter, which is sort of a Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders comparison. But the styles, the music, and the veneer that people had seemed to be getting, the world seemed to be getting a little dumber. And I think every generation thinks that, but there was a while in the early 21st century where I felt I was meeting a lot of people who were getting smarter. So it just goes back and forth, I suppose.
Why do you say that people seem to be getting dumber?
Well, the extracurricular activities. I mean, we drank when I was young. There was a drinking mentality, but the concept of binge drinking didn't exist. And by the time I had children of my own, it was a real something that everybody knew. A few kids who had been brought to the hospital to have their stomach pumped, that was unheard of. And when I was young, we wanted to be grown-ups, and there was alcoholics that all the same sort of problems, but the problems seemed to magnify, and they seemed to be magnified in an unintelligent way. You should know that you can't drink a bottle of whiskey. So I think it's a personality and a trying to impress. I think we're all just trying to impress each other, and we're doing it in different ways than we used to. I don't have a real philosophy about it. I just observe.
How are your kids during that time?
Well, my kids, kids are pretty much pretty special, I think. My son was incredibly intelligent, enough so that he was a real problem in school, because he was smart enough that they should have done something, and they really didn't want to do something. So they just kept giving him tests in math, for instance, until they found one that he didn't do that well on. He didn't place in the 99 percentile of college-bound seniors when he was 10 years old. So they offered to do a number of things, but we finally kind of compromised by allowing him to stay in there, and they would give him extra work, and he was basically a student teacher, a teacher's aide.
Where was this?
This was in Chatham, here in Columbia County. But one really good thing that happened from that, or maybe it wasn't good, but I think it was, in order to continually test him in the fifth grade, they took him, he wanted to play the flute pretty badly, and so they pull you out of music when they have to give you a test, because music's unimportant. They'll never pull you out of gym, but they'll pull you out of music.
And who thought this?
This was the middle school. They take him out of music and give him a math test and hope that he failed it so they didn't have to do anything. So by the time we compromised, they wanted to send him to RPI in the afternoons, and he wasn't advanced. He was advanced intellectually, and so I refused. When he returned to music class, he was way behind everybody else, and he was pretty upset, so he decided to learn on his own, and he picked up a recorder we had sitting around the house and taught himself to play recorder. And as a result of that, he got very good at playing the recorder, and of course I played music as well, so he had some guidance from me, and he ended up going to Indiana University when he was 13 for a recorder academy that they had.
13?
13, maybe 14, let me see. I have to do my math. Say it's 14 or 15, I guess. Oh, it's 1998, and he was born in 83, yeah, 15. And he went there a few times. And he started playing with a lot of people. I